7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have a brand new week in front of you, and the clock is ticking. Because as the Bible says, we are to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Folks, it doesn't take much. You got to be blind. Actually, you could even be blind and see that evil is all around us. And it constantly will be. The only difference between a society turned evil and a society under the threat of evil is what you're willing to bring justice to. And that's why you tune into the Sons of Liberty. So welcome to the show, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also, too, I want to draw your attention to our Facebook page, Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. Like the page. Every day we're posting something new, something relevant to the show, and something just relevant in general. We are Christian patriots, constitutionalists. How was that Constitution drafted? You're going to find out more about that today. And the godly heritage that was given to us through the apostolic man by the name of George Washington, Bulletproof George. We're going to share a lot on that today. And this is important stuff because as you're sharing things in your break room with your relatives, with your family, folks, for the most part, have forgotten that we were established as a Christian nation, Christian men, Christian women, Christian liberties. And we want to give you the tools to be able to jam it in their face whenever somebody tries to say contrary to that. It's the only way liberty is, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, the Bible says. Liberty is not found anywhere else. It's found, as Montesquieu said, within the confines of the law. You have the liberty to do as much good as you want. You do not have the liberty to break the law. You do not have the liberty to break God's law or man's law. We need to understand what law is. What is the rule of law? It's when good prevails, when crime is punished. That's what we want in this country. Well, the rule of law has to be God's law. That's our standard, folks, at the Sons of Liberty. Again, the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter now at SOL Media 1. SOL Media 1. We have a Twitter handle that we're tweeting things constantly. You can also find the Twitter on the Facebook, because all of our posts from Twitter go right to the Facebook, and we appreciate all you friends that are adding. There's much more Twitter followers than there is on the Sons of Liberty Facebook, so join that up. It's fairly new. We want to keep you apart and keep you abreast of everything that we've got going on here. And also, it's good to reference. Sometimes we don't have a whole lot of time to cover certain topics. You can go cover it yourself and get in depth. Another thing, too, I want to bring to the note is, as a ministry, we are a nonprofit organization. All of your donations are tax deductible. On the homepage of Sons of Liberty Radio, you can become a son or daughter of Liberty. This initiative is going to take more than this radio broadcast. It's going to take more than Bradley being able to speak all throughout the country, which he has been. Recently, we've been in Maryland, been in Salisbury, Pasadena, Hagerstown, and Vienna, Virginia. We also finished our trip at Arlington. You see all those pictures at the Facebook. We've also been in California, Florida, Michigan. We're all over the place, folks. You can also watch the videos on Facebook. Many of our videos we're going to post, and you can see where Bradley's speaking and how the response is. Folks, there's a difference between the anointing and a message without the anointing. A lot of the facts that we're bringing forth are facts that have been sitting in our books for years. But when they're anointed, there's a different story. There's a different response. There's a different reaction. And it's a reaction to act. And that's what we had as the Sons of Liberty originally. Samuel Adams, John Hancock. Who were their parents? Their parents were products of the First Great Awakening. And why did we have a First Great Awakening? Because it was Christian men and women that established the original colonies in this country. They knew who their foundation was. If you want to correspond with Bradley, too, I want to bring this to light. The best way to reach him is not necessarily by calling the office. He's very busy. He's traveling quite a bit. But he's always on Facebook. So go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley, L-E-E. Bradley Dean on Facebook. He also has a Twitter handle at BradleyDean1. But that's the best way to interact. If you've got a question, you got a faith question, a constitutional question, you got any type of question at all, go to Facebook and see what he's posting. And he's on there constantly bringing you up to speed and up to date on the things that are going on. Not just playing on Facebook, folks. If you want to see, you know, if you want to see pictures of grandma and going to the zoo, don't go to Bradley's Facebook. Don't go to the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. If you want to see things that are relevant and topics that are happening in areas where we are changing things, I'm talking we, us collectively, folks, you Christian patriots out there listening as well, how things are changing, that's where you're going to find them. Also on Right Side News, we just got another article posted. Eric Holder fears your guns and will brainwash your kids. Thank you to Right Side News. And we're on a handful of different posts, but I want to bring that to light. Bradley's also a syndicated columnist, so you can read a lot of his posts all over the place. But all of them get posted to The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. But that's a great one, folks. Let's not let this gun thing go to sleep because there's an election coming up. This has everything to do with crime and the criminals that perpetrate it. And this executive branch is the king of it all, folks. What more does it take? I think you'll find that one great. It's got a great video that you can share with folks. It has thousands of views on that video already. And we encourage you to check it out. Eric Holder fears your guns and will brainwash your kids. That's at The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Now, a couple of the topics that we're going to touch on this show, there's many of them, but just a couple of them, and I've posted them all on our Facebook page. Some of Obama's campaign messages. Vote like your lady parts depend on it. That's a campaign message. He's spending thousands of dollars to promote that message. Vote like your lady parts depend upon it. How about this Obama greeting card? Mom, can I borrow $18,000 for birth control? As if you should vote for Obamacare so that your daughters don't have to ask you to get birth control. They don't need to ask you for the 18 grand. You can just get it from the government. And hey, then your daughters won't even have to talk to you at all about their sexual promiscuity or their abortions or anything like that. This is his campaign, folks. This isn't pretending to be anything. I just recently got a book of quotes from John F. Kennedy, the Democrat of Democrats. He would have been appalled at this. The party you see now is a communist party, folks. And unfortunately, most good Republicans are now yesterday's Democratic Party. We'll be right back at thesonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8255. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Again, the Sons of Liberty. This is Jake, the other guy. I ended the last segment with two campaign topics that Obama's bringing up. Vote like your lady parts depend upon it. Now, callers, I want to hear your response to this. I really do. I need to know that you're awake and you're breathing. Because as I said before, I just got a little book of quotes from John F. Kennedy, the Democrat of Democrats. That's like their hero. He was a good Democrat. He was nothing like you. You're a communist. You should be posting Lenin and Stalin. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. And also as part of our Son or Daughter of Liberty campaign, we have a DVD for you. It's called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. So call in. We'll give you one of those. But I want to hear your feedback. The Obama campaign... Vote like your lady parts depend upon it. That's literally a quote. Find it on Facebook, The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. An Obama greeting card. Mom, can I borrow $18,000 for birth control? Oh, Jake, you know, you're always so hard on President Obama. It's just because he's black. It's just because he's a Democrat. It's just because he doesn't believe like you do. No, has nothing to do with any of it. Actually, it has everything to do with truth. I realize, as a son of liberty, if religious liberty goes down the toilet, guess what happens? You have no liberty, period. So all you libertarians need to listen up. If it wasn't for Christ, you wouldn't have liberty. He is the source. Man does not give you liberty. And when a tyrant like Obama steps up to the plate and starts trying to own your young girls, yeah, that's right, mom and dad, own your young girls. By sending out a message, Mom, can I borrow $18,000 for birth control? Appealing to your base emotions, your animalistic emotions, that, oh boy, that would be a lot of money to put my little girl on birth control. So therefore, why don't I just let Obama do it by my vote? That's what he's doing. 877-807-9977. I want to hear your response to this. How are you reacting, sons and daughters of liberty? Now, we've just did a tour throughout the whole country, and many of you are new listeners. Chime in. 877-807-9977. Vote like your lady parts depend upon it. What do you think of that, ladies? Call in. Let me know. What do you think about that? Are you voting with your lady parts? Signifying that's all that you're worth is the women's parts? That's all you're worth is your anatomy. Has nothing to do with how you were created in the image of God and you should be treated as such. Has nothing to do with your husband loving his wife as Christ loved the church is what our Bible commands us. What's the alternative? His so-called religion, Christianity. Remember, Obama says he's a Christian too. What Bible is he reading? That the woman has now just become her female parts, that's all she's worth? And that your children are nothing but a drag on your pocketbook, therefore you need to give them birth control so that they don't even have to talk to you about their sexuality? So they can go experiment all that they want? And they don't have to put the financial drag on you for birth control? So they can get an abortion in their public school today? They will drive your young daughter over to a clinic to get an abortion and not even tell you about it? And yet if your son has a headache, he has to get a parent's note to get an aspirin from the doctor. Where's our priorities? This is his campaign, folks. And all you Democrats listening, this is where your dollars are going to. To pay for trash like this to destroy your country. Why? Am I against this policy this administration is pushing? Because I know as a preacher, I'm accountable before God to establish justice. See, it wasn't too long ago that men like George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson read scriptures like it says in Deuteronomy 8, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in your heart. Where were we at 40 years ago, folks? See, they knew it was God bringing them through the wilderness, this great wilderness of the continent of North America. This great wilderness that nobody had explored yet. Heck, we didn't even know it existed. But through divine providence, bringing men here, they realized who it was. That he might make thee know that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. They depended on it. They knew in Psalm 103, where it says, know ye not that the Lord, he is God? Who's they? I'm talking about George Washington, John Adams. Our leaders, even the most liberal Democrats, supplicated to God knowing full well America is God's business. He is God. It is he that hath made us. Not we ourselves. Not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Why is America great? Because men knew that. You know, I appreciate it. Just recently, last week, Bradley was on the Rusty Humphreys show. Many of you may know Rusty. I don't know him super well, but he wanted to get Bradley's perspective on the youth. And Bradley gave him a whole lot more than that. It was a great interview. You can find it at our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. But the part about it was, we're bringing in the missing paradigm. The missing paradigm is the Bible. Where does law originate? It originates from God's Word. And I'm still waiting, folks. I want your feedback. Ladies, are you voting like your lady parts depend upon it? What does this mean to you? And I just want you to vent. That's all. Just give your feedback, give your perspective, daughters of liberty out there. Mom, can I borrow $18,000 for birth control? That's an Obama greeting card. What is your perspective on this? 877-807-9977. That's what his party thinks of you. You know, it also shows you that you are under attack. You're literally under attack. This is attacking you. This administration is attacking you. You know why? Because you won't stand with the only bulwark that you have, and that's called God-given liberties. I just tweeted this recently. I said, what world do you live in? The media world or reality? Because they're two different worlds, folks. I drive around this town that I live in. There's probably, I don't know, it's not a huge town, tons of vote yes on the marriage amendment. defining marriage as one man and one woman. No, it's not defining. Forgive me. That was an error on my part to even say that. God already defined it. It's already in the Bible, and it's been an established precedent since man was created, because God created Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam and Steve and say, go procreate. He said the two shall become one flesh, Christ. In the Bible says, a man shall leave his father and mother, first sign, and cleave unto his dog, his boyfriend, no, unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So for our state to acknowledge what the Bible says and say, yes, our state will stand by that, that tells me that state will be blessed. When you reject that, what do you inherit? Okay, God says, then fine. You don't want my defense? You'll get guys like Obama in office. You'll get Pelosi's in office. They want to control every single factor of your life. As a matter of fact, the stats are out. Unemployment rate plummets to 4.3%. But guess who for, folks? Oh, yeah, this is what they're trying to tag in this administration before the election. Look what Obama's doing. Yeah, look what he's doing. I'm going to tell you what he's doing. 4.3% unemployment rate plummets for government workers. Your government's getting bigger. Your liberties are going down the tube. It's one or the other. Every word James Madison said in crafting the Constitution would either reflect in liberty or control, power. Government power, and your liberties. Government grows, folks. Your liberties are fleeting. Fleeting. So yeah, you want unemployment rates to go down and government workers have at it. But you're not going to get liberty in return for that. Jobs. We need more jobs. This is the jobs he's creating. He's creating an army. As Bradley's brought up on the show multiple times, unemployment is great for him because he's creating an army. He's got people that all they got to do is once every 2 years or 4 years go down and vote, and they got a check coming for the next 4 years. The bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. This is ours. We need big self-government. Self-government. And boy, I'm going to play you next on some of these clips. Our champions for marriage and the moral cause. We got pro football players now that aren't afraid to pipe up about it. Oh, good for you. Like God gave you that fame and that success and that reputation before man to protect. And they're going to come out with all boldness and say, you know, I'm a Christian. I think marriage should be between one man and one woman. Just don't tell my coach or the fans might send hate mail. And then maybe I won't get my contract renewed. God wouldn't want that, would he? God wants me to have a job to provide for my children. Your children are going to have nothing left if you don't stand like the man that God has called you to be, folks. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty, 877-807-9977. I want to hear your feedback, ladies. How are you voting? Like your lady parts depend upon it? 877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Vote for radio.
You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices, and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. You can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. And advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com. That's advertise@GCNLive.com. Vote for radio.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
All right, we're getting your responses, ladies. One lady said on Facebook, Mr. Obama says we should vote with our lady parts. He must not realize my most important lady part is my brain. That's right, ladies. That's what I'm looking for. That's what you should be looking for all throughout the... Answer him! Show him! And folks, they are. You are. We'll get that on the mainstream. I brought two little guys into the studio with me right now, and this is why. Recently, we were watching a story called The Hiding Place, and it was about Corrie Ten Boom, who was a Christian, who had gone through a whole lot of persecution during World War II, hiding Jewish folks and anybody else that was persecuted by that government. Recently, we had some people come down to our office, some Sons and Daughters of Liberty from Sweden. We posted their picture up there. We asked them about the Second Amendment. And this is going to tie together. Corrie Ten Boom, remember, I got two planes here, and the people from Sweden. He said you go to jail if you have an illegal handgun. He's talking about handguns, period. The only people that own guns out there are military people and people that belong to gun clubs. They do not have a Second Amendment, period. And if you get caught with a gun, you get 5 years in prison. So guess what that means for criminals? Joshua, what is the Second Amendment in our Bill of Rights that the government protects? What does it say?
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That's exactly right. So does that mean that we have the liberty in America to have firearms so long as we're a law-abiding citizen?
Yes.
Is that a good thing?
Yes.
What does having firearms do for us?
Protects our family.
Protects our family. That's right. What happens if somebody wants to take away the firearms? Is your family safe anymore?
No.
So who could possibly be victimized by crime? A man with a gun or a man without them?
A man with a gun.
a man with a gun could victimize somebody that doesn't have one, right? So it's a pretty basic liberty. Are you glad God gave you that liberty?
Yes.
You are? Are you glad God gave your daddy that liberty?
Yes.
Are you glad that your daddy taught you about that liberty?
Yes.
Folks, that's my 8-year-old son. This is really simple, really common sense. He could get up and squash Obama in a debate. Thank you very much, Joshua. I've got another son named Dominic. He's 10, and I want him to share with you the First Amendment. Go ahead, Dominic.
Congress shall have no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances.
Now, we just read the book about Corrie Ten Boom. One of her neighbors, where was she in? Was she in Holland?
Yeah.
That's right, she was in Holland. One of her neighbors, folks, the point of this is, why are we so adamant about our God-given liberties? And this is why. One of her neighbors in Holland, there was young teenage boys that were walking in his store and throwing down glass and breaking it, right?
Yeah, the Nazi guy said that they were Dutch patriots.
Dutch patriots vandalizing one of their own people's, one of their own Dutch men's business stores, his products. They were vandalizing it. And the Nazis had brainwashed these youngsters into thinking what they were doing was patriotic. Why did that man's store get vandalized like that by the government, by the Nazi government?
Well, probably because the man's store and him were not agreeing with the they were not agreeing with the Nazis.
Okay, so you said in the First Amendment, the right of the people to petition their
government for redress of grievances.
That's right. So if they feel that they're being grieved, they need to address that grievance and petition their government. And that's good, right?
Yeah.
What happens in America when you do that? Do you get your store vandalized and all of your property destroyed?
No.
Do you want to live in a country where that happens, Dominic?
Absolutely not.
Now, do you understand why the Sons of Liberty and why we do what we do on this radio program? Why do we do it?
So that people like me and other kids in this nation can have a free future.
So you don't end up like they did in Holland when the Nazi regime took over and threw out the Bill of Rights. They had no God-given liberties. The God was the government at that time. And boy, I'll tell you what, folks. Thank you so much, Dominic. I'll tell you what. God squashed and destroyed and plundered Germany. Just look at what happened after World War II. Whenever you mess with God's standards, look at communism. We're studying about communism in our homeschooling class right now in history. And it's so close to the Bible because every 40 years, civilization, the nation of Israel would be judged for 40 years. They would follow God and obey his laws. I'm going to take you back 40 years in this country. What was it like, folks? And then all of a sudden they turn on God, forsake him, forsake the worship of God. They hold a little bit of God in society due to some of the customs and some of the holidays and some of the feast days, just like we do. We have Christmas, Thanksgiving. We have no idea why, but we have them. They've been handed on to us. And then 40 years, God abandons them, steps back and says, fine, have it your way. They destroy themselves. Same thing with communism in Africa. Look at how many communist regimes have taken over governments in Africa. How long do they last? 40 to 50 years. Then the people are like, what are we doing? Why do we allow this? And they kick communism out of their country. Folks, it's sin. It is sin. It's idolatry is what it is. This is the specifics on it. I thought this was a religious show. This is religion. Communism is idolatry. Because it usurps God, which you can't do. I'm talking about on paper. God always. Why do the heathen rage? Why do they imagine a vain thing? The word heathen literally translated in Psalm 2 means nations. Why do the nations rage? Why do they imagine a vain thing? Everything they try to do, all you New World Order monkeys, it's vanity. God looks upon them, it says. As a matter of fact, this is important to understand the God you serve, because we're about to hear from a football player, and folks, he's got to step it up a notch. Because the God that he serves, I wouldn't be too terrified of him. And wicked men need to be terrified of your God, because it's justice that God brings. It's justice. What did Christ say when he came to earth? What did God say about his servant? Injustice. This is what he said. In Psalm 2, why do the heathen rage and why do the people imagine a vain thing? That means plot. They're little surmisings. They're little Bilderberger meetings. Whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. I don't care about their names. I'm not even concerned about them so much as I am the American people, because I know that apathy destroys us. It's not wicked men. It's apathy. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against who? Who is this administration at war against? The Lord. That's what it says. Psalm 2, nothing new under the sun. This isn't a new devil. Same old tricks. Just in a different political party. Just in a different administration. It happens to be right in your country. They take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed. All of you that stand for his truth and his word. All you sons and daughters of liberty, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Let's get rid of the Constitution. Let's get rid of all that old stuff, all that old political rhetoric, all the rich controlling air. Let's get rid of all of it. We've got a new order. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. All that religious hate and intolerance and discrimination, it's so against you, it's against you, it's against you. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. That means the Lord will mock, ridicule, and scorn.
Oh, but my God's a God of love.
Your love must be different than I understand, because right now innocent people all over this country are eating the pill, namely kids, folks. And if your God's a God of love, then he will stand up and he will ridicule, mock, and scorn those that seek to make those kids a prey. We have another caller that just said, Obama likes to demean women. Her lady part is her butt, and Obama can kiss it. I love it.
That's right. Kiss it. Pucker up, baby.
That'd be a different expression than when I saw at the debates. He seemed a little frustrated at the debates. Maybe on his anniversary, he should have been kissing his woman's lady parts. Anyways, okay. We've got Matthew, the book of Matthew, 12:18. Listen to this. Why did Jesus come to earth?
I'm confused. I thought there was a separation of church and state. I thought that the God stuff stays out of the politics.
Why did Jesus come to earth? How did our government get established? It was patterned after the Presbyterian elders in the churches in the original 13 colonies. Namely, New England colonies. That's how our government came to pass, anyways. I want to give history lessons throughout this all, but folks, you could study for hours to know why we have the liberties we have today. And you can also study for hours to know that all it takes is for men to stand up. Because as I said before, with these signs as an example, you put up a marriage between one man and one woman sign, it gets vandalized. Get stolen out of your yard like it did out of mine. And I love it, folks. Come steal it. Come take them. Hang them up in your hang them up in your clubs. Do whatever you want, because I got plenty more, so keep stealing them. Because you're only proving the point. And by the way, there is no vote no signs to even take or vandalize or anything. It's so ridiculous. Christ said, behold, or this is what the Bible says in the Gospel of Matthew, New Testament, folks, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show what? Judgment. Okay, in order to have judgment, you have to have a law. Because that gives you the standard to know, what have I broke? This is our founding fathers, folks. This was their food. They listened to thousands of sermons in their teenage years. I'm talking about their teenage years. In their lifetimes, multiple thousands of sermons. This is what developed the thought process to give you the protection, like the Bill of Rights that Joshua and Dominic were just talking about, that other countries don't have. Now you understand why we say, if you don't like it here, then move somewhere else. Don't destroy our country. You're not going to on this watch. Christ came to show judgment. To whom? The Gentiles. To all, folks. It's justice that protects. That is love. And justice comes from only one lawgiver, and that's God, the God of Jesus Christ. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
So, today, as you all know, we are headquartered out of Minnesota, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And in our state right now, there's a voter ID law, and in many states too, by the way. We just got back from Maryland and Virginia. Many states are facing these similar things. And there's a marriage amendment on the bill. People to vote, the referendum. Now, that is a purely democratic mode of acknowledging law. But it's a way for the people to be able to say in our state. Notice this is not a federal vote. This is in our state. This is how we choose to define marriage in our state. So it's perfectly acceptable according to the Constitution. Nothing unconstitutional about it. But every poll out there says that if the constitutional amendment on marriage and voter ID would both pass. Polls found that, now again, I don't know who these polls are, if they're really actually true, authentic Polish people or not. But it found that 50% of Minnesotans favor an amendment defining marriage as between one man and one woman. 43% oppose the amendment, which would ban same-sex marriage in the Constitution. And 8% are undecided. They can't figure out if they had a mom or a dad. See, they're sitting down in the basement with a blacklight listening to the Beatles, smoking dope.
We just don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm a libertarian. I'm not sure. I don't know, man. I mean, what does John Lennon say? I don't know. I think maybe he had a mom and dad. I don't know either. Maybe he's from Mars. Who knows where he came from? He didn't wear shoes, remember?
Okay. So the fact is people are going to pass this amendment here in Minnesota. So then what does the anti-family, anti-Christian lobby do?
Well, we gotta do something about this. They're gaining too much momentum, and we know it. How do we try to trick people? Well, they're not stupid. They don't read the papers anymore. Although we do have the Minneapolis Star Tribune under our belt. We do have most of the newscasters under our belt. The people don't listen to them. What are we gonna do? I know, we'll steal their signs out of their yards and make it seem like there's no support for it. Oh, that's not gonna work. The more signs we steal, the more donations they get to promote their message. Oh, boy. I know. We'll publicize our wonderful freedom-loving parades. Oh, no, we can't do that because we look like a bunch of animals in our parades. Lascivious animals driving around drinking beer, yelling and screaming to the sexual revolution. And we know the people won't buy that either. Oh, what are we going to do? We can't tell them what we're really about.
So that's what happens. And in the state of Minnesota, people are going to say no. They're going to shove it down their throat again. There's going to be no judge you can try to finagle and try to get the judge to pass through an oligarchy. His will on the people has nothing to do with law because, as you've seen, legal positivism has entered into our country. And now law is always positive and growing, and the judges are the ones that know. No! God is the one that knows. What does it say in Matthew 23? This is what God said to his church, and we're going to play a little audio here from a gentleman who, you know, bless him or whatever you want to say. He's an NFL All-Pro. He's a really good football player, and he should really stick to that. And he gets up and he talks about his views of how he stands for marriage. But he's not the champion that Christ is talking about. He said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe of mint and anise and cumin." In other words, you give your tithes of all your valuable stuff. Good for you. "But you have omitted." See, it wasn't what they did. It's what they didn't do. The weightier matters of the law. Judgment and mercy and faith. What does faith mean? Fidelity. Faithfulness to whom? To God. To the covenant. Which means you stand for justice and righteousness in your society. And see, this is happening without somebody campaigning people to get out and vote for marriage. I just want to be honest with you. I don't know what the efforts have brought forth in people in America or in this state, because I just know that it's common sense in this state. This amendment wins, not because we're educating voters, but because people have common sense. This is the education that they're bringing. Go ahead, let's play this All-Pro quarterback that the church is cheering and saying, "Here's a champion, here's a champion."
Tenth and less valuable. I can put up with a lot from the government, like higher taxes, and while I don't like it, pushing God out of public schools, but letting a small number of business and government elites and judges define what marriage is for Minnesotans doesn't seem very fair and doesn't make a lot of sense.
Stop! It's not that it seems, it isn't! These are wicked men!
Although I can handle, you know, them pushing God out of schools and things like...
No! This is the same elitist you're talking about! They're the only ones there! That's it! It's a couple of... This guy's an old pro. I don't know if he's defense or offense, but I'm sure he's smothered. Brought to smithereens a few people in his day. That's the same attitude you need to take on with sin. Yes, it is sin. That's what we're dealing with here, is sin. Idolatry, sin. Sexual perversion, sin. Sin! And your job as a preacher, folks, that's not a champion. We need to step it up. We need to step it up or we don't win. And when we do step it up, guess what? You few minority that will step it up, that can take the heat, win! Because truth is on your side. Because you got a generation of little kids like we had earlier here in the studio, that understand, hey, my mommy and daddy are going to fight for my liberties, and guess what they're going to do?
Well, you know, I can handle them, even though I don't like it, pushing God out of schools.
How do you think we got to the place where we're at right now?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, when they took the Ten Commandments off the wall, I didn't think that would lead to two men wanting to marry each other.
Yeah!
I didn't think it would lead to, guess what?
And folks, they're all in a line right after that. Man marrying dog, woman marrying cat, woman marrying her horse. That's coming next. You break that floodgate open. Excuse me. It's not coming next. But in their mind, that's what will come next if they prevail. Folks, are you going to experience the blessing of God that George Washington experienced under his administration? Tumultuous times, yes, they were. Struggles and battles, yes. He grew weary of them. But he stood. It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Who said that? Our first president. He appealed to heaven. Does anybody know about appeal to heaven? That flag with the tree on it. Looks like a pine tree. It's actually the Liberty Tree. The British came in and cut down the Liberty Tree. I mean, how would you feel if they broke into your house and vandalized it because you were standing for marriage? Well, what they did is they took that tree and made it a symbol then. We'll put it on a flag and we'll appeal to heaven. Because though you have more guns than us for now, until we can organize and we can come up with a continental army, we're going to appeal to heaven. And God's going to send the blessing that's needed to squash your tyranny because it's idolatry. Because we love and because we obey the word where Christ said, we're not going to omit the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, fidelity to our cause. We're one nation under God, folks. There's no other God. It's the Judeo-Christian God, the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you don't like it, find another country. That's what we got here. And the things that we do like because of your lack of knowledge, you don't realize that the source is Christ. Christ is our source. And Christ is our victory. George Washington, as he swore his oath, his hand was on the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and cursings. God said, if you obey me, I will bless you in the city. I will bless you in the field. Blessed shall be your storehouses. Blessed shall be your coming ins and your going outs. You shall lend to other nations. You shall not borrow. What are we doing now? We're borrowing from China billions of dollars and other nations. We're collateralized out. Our assets have been liquidated. Why? Because in that same chapter that George Washington put his hand on the Bible in Deuteronomy 28, the Lord said, if you will not obey my commandments, if you won't stand for them. Remember, Christ said it's what you omit. Not what you do, it's what you omit. It's what you let these little scoundrels, these 1 or 2 percenters do. That's why you're judged. Cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be when you come in. Cursed shall you be when you come out. And George Washington kissed the Bible. The Bible says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry. In the same verse, in the same chapter in Psalms where he said, why do the heathen rage? Why do they imagine a vain thing? The Lord shall have them in derision. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. And you be destroyed in your way. George Washington kissed the Bible. He swore on his oath, so help me God. Knowing who to supplicate to. That is our answer, folks. That is our answer. Women, think with your lady parts, your brain, as the person said in Facebook. Don't be a stooge and a pawn to an administration and ultimately to the father, his father, the devil, which is who it is, who came to steal, kill, and destroy. We are sons of the Most High God. We are the people. We are the sheep of his pasture. We ourselves are his people. He hath made us. And we are the sheep of his pasture. Folks, Christ is king. No king but King Jesus with the Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.